From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
God.
Man, I'm in my feelings right now.
Look,
though, man.
Shout out to Chris. Yes, hey, sir. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bleed Blue Show. This is the draft. This is our draft madness right now. Who we got on the line, Carl?
We got who's that quarterback?
Carl with the C notes. Brian.
Good evening.
We got Matty Dogs on the line, and of course the wonderful Steve Azul. Look here, it's ladies and gentlemen, 5:30. P.M. on
We got some news.
Hold on.
Yeah, we sure do.
All right, Chris, continue your thoughts, and I'll go after that. Go ahead, Chris.
They just traded their pick.
Okay.
The Eagles jumped us, right. Those motherfuckers.
They're going to take the field.
Real quick, guys, whoever, if you're not speaking and you got your TV on, just try to turn it down a notch so we don't get the feedback from your television set. I know we're all watching the draft. Chris, before we continue on, I know Philly made the trade.
I was going to say before the trade that Dallas is about – I'm going to be pissed if Dallas steals my pick, my projected pick at number 11. But with this year, why would you trade into the division like this? Why do you do this?
This is interesting.
At this juncture,
everything.
We're next.
Yeah. You trade in front and behind us.
Everything against
Eagles
the Giants, man. Eagles and Cowboys are in cahoots with each other.
If they get Michael Parsons, I'm gonna let you know right now. I'm gonna defecate right on this microphone.
Before you go off on the tangent, I got to say this, man. I want to say, man, entering another year with the Bleed Blue Show this week, we've been celebrating all of our episodes, man.
Yes,
Chris, thank you for the partnership and Carl and Brian and Manny Dogs for coming on this platform, supporting the Big Blue Roundtable podcast here on the Bleed Blue Show, man. I sincerely mean this from the deepest of our hearts, you know, as far as talking sports the way we do. We tailgate together. We fellowship together. It's nothing like it in the fan base with us fans. Carl, you already know. You know, see you in London and see you all across the country, in Tampa, Chicago, Atlanta, Texas. You know what I'm saying, Carl? If you could give us a few thoughts as far as how it is just to talk sports
with us, everyone,
here on the Bleed Blue Show, but as well as tailgating. And then, Chris, give us your thoughts as far as the Eagles and what they're doing.
It's been a great family to be with.
Right now, even though
you know, we've been doing.
Go ahead, Carl. Just want to say, welcome to Bleed Blue Show, everyone. 929-477-4171. Continue, Carl.
No, I was just going to say, hey, it's been a great family these last 5 years with you guys. You know, we started in London. That was where we started. You know, thousands and thousands of miles away in another country. We started out all the way there and brought it all the way back this way. And obviously, we've been around the country and we'll be doing more this year coming up starting in September. Hopefully nothing goes wrong between now and then, but, you know, we're going to keep it, you know, we missed last year, but it's going to be great to be back with everybody again this coming fall.
All right. Chris, you wanted to say something, and we can go to Brian next after that.
I have a feeling that I don't know what's going on, but I think the word is that the Eagles always wanted Devonta Smith. I think they felt that they had to do this in order to secure him. I hope that is the reason. That's all I can think of. I just think it's just I'm taking this a little personal, being that Philly was projected to pick behind us, and Dallas was projected to pick in front of us, and they switched the way they did, and I just felt a little personal, and it might be personal, but the pick is in. Let's see what they're doing.
But here's what I
Well, the Eagles had always been talked about going up into the top 10 in the draft. It had been rumored for weeks.
But they were already there,
Paul. Play. Right, but they traded back, and they've been trying to get back up there.
They didn't expect Fields to be there now. And they need a quarterback. I bet you that's the pick right here. Dallas lost
so
four quarterbacks they wanted.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, man. Brian, give us your thoughts real quick, man. And, you know, everything with GiantsFans.net, Big Blue Huddle, the great relationship with you guys, with Rich and Ed on those podcasts over the years, man. It's great always talking with you guys.
Oh, and I love coming on. I mean, you just a lot of fun talking on this show, you know. There's some X's and O's, but there's a whole lot more just down to earth, you know. Nice to hear people, you know, not trying to rationalize lousy play. Just hear people say, that guy sucks. you know, that guy's good, you know. You know, so I really enjoy coming on and talking to all of the people on your roundtable. Here's a pick right
here.
And
here we
number
go.
10 overall, the Eagles select.
It's probably a delay for all of us, with depending on which one you're watching right now.
You want me to say it? Because I'm looking at NFL.
I'm looking at it, too. We all are. This is heart attack time right here.
And Devontae Smith, wide receiver. Are you fucking
man,
kidding
me? Man, oh, man.
I told you.
I hate
I thought,
Eagles
I told
even
you
more,
you were going to do that.
Bring on Manny Dogs.
Jalen Hurts is their fucking
quarterback. I told you they were going to do that. I knew they were going to do that shit. We better take Micah Parsons.
Yeah, you might as well.
Thank you. Micah Parsons or cornerback Farley. But we need to take Micah Parsons.
I got a question for you guys, all you guys, before we make our pick, man. In your wildest dreams, when we were doing our stakeholder mock draft a couple of weeks ago, would you ever thought in your wildest dreams the enemy was going to make a deal with the enemy to leapfrog us?
I didn't never think it, but at the end of the day, I'm not surprised because they're a bunch of little assholes, so I'm not surprised at all.
This is some bullshit.
That's why
decidedly not keeping it clean any of us.
That was my analytical response.
Yeah.
Baby hey,
you never limit your trade options.
Don't make me laugh right now,
and
man.
The teams are looking to deal.
Listen, you know what they say? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's what that was.
Eagles
the blue the clock.
Yeah.
Can we switch?
Yeah,
Eagles
absolutely shitting me.
Can we go ahead and switch the conversation now?
Hold.
Sticking at number 11.
Real quick, I want to get Brian's thoughts, because Brian made this pick on his mock draft as I did in my scenario A. But, Brian, please give us your thoughts on how this has developed.
Come in.
What?
Move, Ringo.
Who the hell's going to throw to him? Jalen Hurts? You got to be kidding me. It's a stupid pick for them, but the Eagles have done a lot of dumb shit recently. I think what happened is Dallas had the two top corners is their target, and when they both got drafted, then they just said, well, the hell with it. You know, we can drop down and get somebody lower. And so they picked up another third-rounder. You know, but it's from the Eagles' point of view, that you trade up to get a wide receiver when Jalen Hurts is your starting quarterback? I don't know about that.
Well, that's why they are in the position they're going to be in when they win these three games this year. But look, here's the thing. This is what I do know. The team that's picking right now, that's on the clock.
The Giants
are
traded with the Bears
right now. They're all our concerns right now, Brian. And since we've done all of this other prognosticating, what does everyone see? Let's go over it one more time. Brian, who do you see right now with this pick?
They just traded with the Bears.
Man, oh man.
Oh. wait, hold on. What do we got here?
It kind of tells you that they probably had one of the wide receivers targeted.
Okay, Chicago's trading up from number 20 to the Giants at 11. So the Giants are now back at 20. They'll probably get a first rounder from Chicago and probably a third or fourth round pick if you do the math on it with the trade value chart.
Let's not get
if
the
they do
the
that, it's not as good
as
a trade that the Cowboys make. You know, for that amount, I'd want a two with that too. You know,
I don't believe I see this.
Let me look at the chart.
Chris, give us your thoughts.
I can't believe I see this.
Then we'll get Manny back on and Kristen.
Who you want me to? You want me to speak?
Absolutely.
I don't think I can. I don't. I'm in shock.
Just throw the whole episode away 2 weeks ago. Just throw the entire episode away 2 weeks ago. It's like,
they never do this, and they wait to the, they wait till 1 minute and some odd seconds to. Go ahead, Manny Dog. Go ahead, Manny.
Manny Dogs, please give us your thoughts on the Big Blue trading back as we watch the team live.
At the end of the day, bro, this is bullshit. We got a chance to get a great defensive player. You trade back. We go all the way back to 20. Anybody that we really want, and anybody really wanted it from that show, we traded back. Look. Anybody we wanted, anybody we wanted, man, is going to be gone at this point. So we, at 20, you're looking at maybe a Russo or the other edge from the University of Miami. He'll probably be there at 20. You know, maybe Slater, maybe. But now you're just hoping at this point at number 20. That was mind-boggling.
Okay, here's the trade.
I don't know, it's going to be Michael Parsons, I bet you.
Okay, here's the trade. Giants are going to get the Bears' first-round pick next year, a fifth-round pick this year, and a fourth-round pick next year, in addition to the swap from 11 to 20.
Say that
again.
I didn't hear you, but
can you say that again? We got what? This year's first round and
say
what
that
else?
Again.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. So they're going to swap, obviously, from 11 to 20, but here's what they're also getting. A fifth-round pick this year, a fourth-round pick next year, and Chicago's first-round pick next season.
That's good trade.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So
that's
we got two number ones next year.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's actually not bad.
I just wish they would have did this shit yesterday. Okay.
Right. Oh, pretty good.
You get fleeced
bad.
By the Bears. You're an idiot because the Bears, they've made some really dumb trades.
Well,
so that's a good trade.
Let's get Kristen on, and then we go back around and gather our thoughts with this crazy mid, you know, this 10 to 12 slots. Kristen, what's going on? How you doing? What's your thoughts right now as we speak?
Hello,
from
my
this,
girl.
This draft.
Hi, everybody. I mean, this is – I might as well just rip up my page right now. Everything. I'm burning up.
Flush that shit down the toilet because it ain't nothing
it
we
is.
Got.
It's my whole thing was – who's gonna be number two? Who's gonna be waiting around at 20 that we have on our list? Anyone? Anybody?
Russo from Miami.
If
he's there,
he should be.
I don't. He's not gonna.
Yeah.
My whole thing.
I highly doubt it.
Five. There's gonna be.
On top of that,
I just want to say, fuck Philly. And fuck the Cowboys on top of that. But my whole thing was
because
that shit was just high.
Bullshit. The Cowboys.
But it's okay. You can
have them. Chris, say fuck Philly one more time. I got excited. Just say it one more time.
Fuck Philly. My whole thing was I just buy the Cowboys. I mean, no one's going to – 20, I'm done. I'm looking at all my notes
burning up.
My edge is not going to be there. Nobody's going to be there. I'm burning up.
We're settling for scraps once again.
So now we're going to win, two more games?
I'm burning up mad.
If we're lucky.
Hey, Kirsten.
Two more games, everybody. Yay, let's do it.
This shit with the Philly and Dallas did, I never seen no shit like this in my life, man. I can't think of a situation when the division
thing like it before, Steve. You are so right. What the hell is that?
You ever watch a movie and then, you know, they're all doing like a drug trade or some shit and then they all turn on the one cat, the supplier, and we're the supplier and the Eagles and Cowboys just kind of fuck us over the bricks and shit.
Yeah.
This is what this shit is. I can't think of a sport. NBA, NHL, where division rivals went behind another divisional rival's back to do a deal.
Rhyming.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Good pick.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We don't want no Sigalewski or whatever his name is. I know that.
Man.
Well, they gave up a lot. So, obviously, you only do that for a quarterback. And Chicago, the field is, you know, terrific for 1 year, though. But, how'd that work out with Haskins when you only had 1 year worth of work here?
Right.
My Ohio State people love him, and they didn't like Haskins. So, maybe he'll work out fine. I hope so. Good young man, but.
I mean, they've seen so many, with the Trubisky situation, Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, they've been hearing that ever since that draft. We've seen these guys' careers, Matthew Mahomes go to Super Bowls, win one, Deshaun Watson go to an AFC championship. It's kind of almost like got to put that part of their history for the last several years in moving forward with this pick. So, not mad at it.
Yeah.
For the Bears, and thank you for the Bears for the draft equity. So hey, we'll see what happens with the Big Blue when it gets to our turn. Carl, you've been kind of quiet. What is your thoughts as you're watching this, man?
So the thing, I know folks are upset about the trade back situation, but I think what we may be seeing develop here is that if the Giants did the draft correctly, they likely saw that the players that they have range between their pick at 11 and, say, 22 probably graded out very close to the same. So once you have that in play and you're comfortable with that set of outcomes, that would allow making a trade to be more of something that you would consider. And as it played out here, I think that's what's happened. Is that with the combination of that range of outcomes, Fields dropping, a desperate team in Chicago calling in, the situation with the Eagles and the Cowboys that developed just before all this happened, that sort of like you add all that together, and I think it does make very good sense. In addition to the fact that, I remember I was almost going to mention earlier when we were talking about it, because there was an idea that had been proposed by someone online, I forgot the guy's name, about the Ravens with their two draft picks after they had made the trade, like if they were going to trade it for like Justin Fields in some crazy scenario, and it was basically the question that was posed, like, hey, would you take pick 27 and 32 for pick 11? The draft value number comes out to where that would actually be an even trade, but I think, you know what, I would, this sort of situation, I would go for. And it tells me there's a chance, to Chris's point, there's a chance I think Parsons might drop to 20. There is a chance. I would say 20%. But if you saw, there are some teams. Did you read about this the other day where some teams are taking players off of their board that didn't play last season? Now, I don't know how far that stretches. If you're at 20 and a guy like him happens to be there, or Slater drops to that number, or Vera Tucker, or some along those lines, you know what? The value at 20 compared to 11, you know what? I can't complain at that point. It's idiot-proof, basically.
Okay, so who are we going to pick at 20? I'm asking the whole
Well, team. Now we gotta go deep into our draft board now, because we didn't really have
so available. You got Quiddy Pay. You got Zavin Collins. You got Rashawn Slater, who you picked as your number one guy. You got the guy Tucker out of USC. Micah's still there. Who are we getting? Because this just put a whole freaking monkey wrench into my brain cell. You know, I'm expecting a Christmas gift, and I got a freaking pie in the face. You know?
Maybe this is just crazy. I talked about the kid Phillips a couple weeks ago on the last show, but I thought he was going to fall to the second round. For some reason, there seems to be more chatter about him propping up lately. So I don't know if that could also be in play as well. But I mean, listen, there's a whole host of options now at this point. You know, no pick at 20, I would consider to be bad.
Yeah. All right. If you go back 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I said when people brought up a trade that if all four of the wide receivers were gone and the quarterback was still on the clock, that the Giants might indeed trade down, and I think what happened is the Giants did, they targeted any one of those wide receivers and
mm-hmm.
And when that didn't happen, okay, we're going to get somebody at 20 who's, you know, going to be in the ballpark of who we would want that's left over there. You know, it might be Alex Leatherwood. You'll see getting taken at 20. Yeah, so
right.
And to get another one pick, what was that, Carl? A three this year and a five next year or something like that. That's not a bad trade at all.
Yeah, I'll pull back the trade again. Give me a second.
Fifth round this year and fourth round next year. Okay, the Kyle Gross pick is in. Let's see what that happens to be. And if it's Parsons, expect. To come, you are all invited to my funeral next week.
Let's pray for Chris, man. Pray for Chris, man. This is going
to
be interesting.
I will be able to take it.
All right, this is going to be unbelievable if this happens. Oh, buddy,
you just
announced
a fucking thing.
Big
blue
But welcome to the Big Blue Roundtable 2021 NFL Draft episode. We got a Big Blue hitter. That would be Brian from the GiantsFans.net, the Big Blue Huddle. We got Carl Appicinos, the former leader, the Big Blue Chicago. We got, of course, Manny Dawes. We got Kristen, myself. We'll bring on Definition of Lit, Big Blue Arizona, frontliner extraordinaire as well. We'll bring him on in a few. Matter of fact, we'll bring him on now. You know, everybody's waiting for
Dawes
to do
their
thing. Lit, what's your thoughts,
I don't know,
man?
Hey, what's going on? I wasn't surprised with the trade back at all. I was talking to some of the fellas, Chris, yourself. I said it was probably be an offensive lineman or a trade back. I saw the tell right there at free agency. Free agency pretty much showed we stocked up on this, this, and this. We just can't bring another player that we thought was the hot and sexy pick with all the, you know, free agent spending that we did.
Shit.
So this is not a surprise. A lot of people are surprised that we traded back.
Chris, I got to get your thoughts, man.
I'm dead.
Yeah. Man, I'm in my feelings right now, bro.
You and your feelings?
Please explain, Chris, and we go back around.
I don't know what to say. I need to borrow this from Kristen.
I'm burning up mad.
I never in my wildest dreams would never thought this draft would go like this, the way it's going. This is Chris's worst nightmare, the way it's panned out. And it's still left to be had because the Giants still have not made their pick. It's not even guaranteed that the people on this line right now in this 2021 Big Blue Roundtable draft, NFL draft, we may not like or appreciate the pick that may come our way. That still has not even been on the table yet. Chris, I've never heard you so speechless in probably 7-8 years on this platform, man. This is quite wild for you, man. I can't believe it.
I'm highly disappointed. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's get Manny Dawes and then Kristen back on it. Manny Dawes, what's your thoughts, man? And then get Kristen and get Brian's thoughts. Manny, you there?
Yo, I'm here, man. Listen, this is... Look. What makes this really hard to watch, and I do believe we did get some good value for that pick, but the type of talent that you had at that number 11 pick, we could have really upgraded our defense. We could have got Slater at that point, the offensive tackle. It's really hard to watch the division rivals get talent that we could have gotten. That's just the hardest part about it.
Brian from the Big.
I mean, the Giants could have traded up to 9 if they were that insistent on getting the player that they wanted. You know, that's
the Giants.
That, you know, that has to
the Giants. Carl, the Giants didn't think the Giants didn't think of pick trading with him at all. I thought.
That lets me know that they wanted Devontae Smith that bad. That lets me know that
They wanted Devontae Smith that bad. The Eagles jumped us, got him. Yep. That was going to be the pick. And so they weren't thinking defense at all at that point.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So now what's going on, what's going on right now is we're looking at edge. Like I said, it'll be edge rusher. If for some reason one of those offensive tackles drop to us, maybe. But I think we're going edge. Honestly, for me, the second best linebacker in the draft to me is Zaven Collins from Tulsa. But I don't see us picking him at number 20. So I think we're just going to go edge. Unless Farley drops all the way down to 20, which I don't see that either.
That's not going to happen. I don't even know what to say.
Give us your thoughts.
Hello? I just don't the concept of best player available shouldn't have applied in this particular draft, in this particular position. So now what we're doing now is we're settling, okay? So we have to settle. There's some good players here. We have to settle for Zaven Collins or Quiddy Pay or I don't know. Hopefully Slater can drop down to number 20 at this point. I don't even know what to say. I can't even bounce back right now, man. My head is all over the place. I didn't like the way this developed at all. You know, if you're going to trade back to number 20 like that, why didn't you do that 2 weeks ago? Why'd you wait until there was 1 minute on the clock before your selection? Okay? This is New York Giants kind of shit.
I think it goes to Manny's point of what he said about Devontae Smith. I think they were keen on it, and they had a backup plan with Chicago, knowing that, well, for whatever reason, however they got leapfrogged and happened to be division rivals, they had Chicago on speed dial. They probably talked prior and said, hey, man, if this happens, hey, man, that deal you had on the table, that you want to fleece New England, because I'm pretty sure New England wanted Justin Fields. So Chicago said, hey, you know what? We got you. And I think that's kind of how that situation played out. Chicago getting in front of New England for a quarterback.
Probably. Let me just do the J-O-B. This is the Bleed Blue Roundtable, everybody. This is the 2021 NFL Draft. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show. This show is being archived on www.bleedblueshow.com. We got Brian at the Big Blue Hitter, Carl at the C-Notes, myself, the great Steve Azul, Chris, and the great Manny Dawes on the line as we speak right now. All right. So I'm sorry. I just feel like I got slapped in the freaking head with a wet rag, man.
Okay, Chris, let me ask you this. Before we go to Carl, who are you more mad at? Is it the Giants? Is it the Eagles? Is it the Cowboys? Like, what is going through your mind?
I think the timing is what pisses me off now, because the timing of how the Dallas Eagle trade transpired at that juncture, at that time in the draft, is pretty grimy to me. And I'm not sure why, but I do know it seems pretty calculated, and it could have been planned, to your point, but it's just right the way it's done. I'm a lifetime Blue Giants fan, okay? And I've got one of my rivals picking in front of me. I got another rival picking behind me. Then they trade interdivision the way they do at that juncture in the draft. It just doesn't look good, and it stinks. Then I have another situation here where they're trading back when at this point they have plenty of time to do a trade of that nature. They have plenty of time. They had friggin' 2 weeks. But all of a sudden they're going to do it now, about a minute before they're due to select. Something's up. I don't know all the ramifications yet, but it stinks, and I don't like it. And I don't know what it is yet, but I'm pretty sure we'll all be disappointed together, because we all bleed blue together the same damn way. I don't know, Steve.
Brian, any additional thoughts? Any questions or thoughts of this draft? Matter of fact, we could go back from picks 1 through 10. Anything you want to say on those picks from the other teams, starting with Trevor Lawrence, and we get Carl back on, and then Kristen and Mary.
Well, I'm going to stay with the trade, and the two trades. And first of all, I think Dallas made a really good pick, and I think the Eagles made a really stupid pick because they had the ability to get a really good quarterback because Jalen Hurts is going to be your starter. Well, you go. It's like Casey Stengel once said, when you got three first basemen, you got no first baseman. They got no quarterback. So to get a receiver with nobody to throw him to, it wasn't good. Dallas made a smart pick. But with Smith gone, I think that whoever the Giants targeted that they would draft, everybody was off the board. So it behooved them to take that pick with the Bears. Because, like I think you said and some other people, that, from 11 through, say, 22, or as Carl said that, they pretty much got the same grades as far as the Giants goes. Now, keep this in mind. If they get the Bears' number one pick next year, I think the Bears are going to be terrible. So it could be that the Giants have picked up another top 10 pick for going into next year's draft, assuming that we're a pretty good team. We're not going to draft as high as we did this year. So overall, I think that the trade was a very good one, trade by the Giants and by the Cowboys.
It may prove to be
all right.
I hope so.
All right, let's go back to Carl. Get his thoughts. Let's see who's next: Chargers, Vikings, Patriots. Hey, Carl, anything else you had? I think you had dropped and you're back. So you're saying things. I think you're saying something. Go ahead.
Oh no, my phone had cut. My another call had came in, so it dropped me. It dropped me off. So I didn't get a chance to hear what you guys were saying for about a good 2 minute period there. Let me ask Chris this. I'll just kind of put it this way to Chris. Once the Cowboys were on the board and the cornerbacks were gone, and you kind of had a feeling that they weren't going to take Devontae Smith, if the Giants wanted Smith, let's just say, right, why not just call Dallas and just ask to flip spot? Or was that not even a thought in the mind? Like, was that possibility not even considered?
That is not a characteristic of Gettleman or the Giants. That's just not.
Well, what does that mean, though? Like,
what does that mean?
Chris, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm saying,
that's
like,
what,
well,
that's
we don't say with Dallas.
I'm not
like, what
really
is that?
Sure.
I don't.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. This is what I guess we'll all have to review together. The exact timing of this, the way it went down, is very curious. Okay? Very curious. Look when the trade between Dallas and Philly was made. Look at exactly how that transpired. And then they announced the Giants, the Giants trade with the Bears. Okay? At that juncture in the draft, no one saw this coming beforehand, and three of them were in this together. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that. But I do know one thing. This isn't conventional wisdom on the part of the Giants, nor the Cowboys or the freaking Eagles, okay? Something was discussed. Was it discussed beforehand to do it at that point in the draft? I'm not sure, and I don't think so. But it was. And as a fan, you're looking at this.
Yeah.
Okay. No, okay. That's why what? What was you going to say, sir?
Oh, no, I was going to say, that's why you always keep every possibility and every option open. Never close anything.
So let me ask you this. Ask you this, Carl, before you continue that. Let me ask you this. Do you think, okay, when the Giants move back to 20, would you say, okay, they don't want anybody that was in that particular cluster from 9 to 12? Because there's all of those are Giants needs there. Slater, who just got picked up by the Chargers, I don't know if Johnson Smith is actually a need for us, but he's a talent, a Heisman Trophy winner that you just don't pass up on a regular. We definitely needed Michael Parsons. There's no doubt about that. Anywhere you flip that, okay?
But
why was that?
But Chris,
I don't think there's a big. I don't know. That's a lot of risk reward there, and I just don't like the way it transpired. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I've always looked at the draft as a futures game. I've hated the idea that we've taken over these last, like, 7 years where we're drafting for a guy that immediately can play. Like, I don't know where this came from. It seems like it kind of coincidentally ranges right around the time the Giants started getting bad. Like, 10 years ago, we weren't drafting this way. And all of a sudden, every
that's
time the draft
right.
comes around,
point,
the Giants need
we
player X to start right away.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, so something, yes. something has happened. Like, when the Giants drafted I'm just using an example, Kiwanuka, however long ago it wasn't like, oh, he's the best player, or the Giants needed or the Giants needed a guy to start right away. Like, that wasn't the idea of the draft. But somehow,
right.
10 years later, the last, like, seven drafts, there has been this, we need player X to start right away. And I'm like, wait a second, that's not how the draft is supposed to be. Like, the draft is supposed to be about assets and futures and all this stuff. And somehow we've gone away from that for whatever reason, maybe because we're bad. But that's how I look at the draft. Because you and I have a different philosophy on this. I don't mind this.
Yeah, because
play
I think,
the long game
because,
on
well,
this and go.
But see, Carl, hold on a second before I let the other callers get in. To your philosophy, then, if that's the case, then you're saying that Trevor Lawrence should sit for a while, okay? No, he needs to go in day one, okay?
But
he
why?
He needs to go in day one and lead. Same thing for Jamar Chase, okay? Same thing for Kyle Pitts. This is not a development situation. These guys got to go in there and ball immediately, okay? So, if you're in the top 10, especially if you're in the top 10, okay? Now, I know things get topsy-turvy like they've gone tonight, but I do know one thing. If there's a ball player, if you're on your team, if you have a specific need of more of a player that has great ability and great intangibles, like, for instance, a locker room presence like a Michael Parsons, you got to keep your eye on that shit. Particularly based on the way your quarterback play has been the last, I'd say 10 years. And we just let that go out the friggin' window. I'll feel better in the morning. It's like sex. Maybe I'll feel better about picking this girl up in the morning. But right now, don't feel good.
Well, Chris, to your point there, it is clear the Giants have some reservations about Parsons that don't extend to the football field. Let's just put it that way. That there are some other
issues. You're the number 11 pick in the draft.
Hey, Carl, can I expound on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did we not remember what happened 2 years ago? What the Giants did with the Daniel Jones draft and went and got DeAndre Baker and how that panned out? You know, you're on to something.
Oh, my God.
You know, losing draft equity off the rip. Because the Giants did all these moves, going up in the draft and then coming back up in the draft later in the first round to get a cornerback who's not even here no more. And then you're talking about the Michael Parsons, locker room presence, and I don't know if they want to run that risk. I mean, I'm backing up your point, basically. You know what I'm saying?
I just think that has to be factored in. Is he a talent? No question about it. 4-3. You know, everything that Chris mentioned, there's no doubt about it. However, it's something that Nick Saban talks about, the and the but. And for everything that's good about Parsons that you see on the field, there is this but part that comes along with it. And more times than not, the but part shows up. And that's why I think the Giants did not want to take any chance on that player and messing up again. Because you know what the fallout would be? The fallout would be exactly what you just said, Steve. You drafted DeAndre Baker 2 years ago, and he flushed down the toilet. You then take another chance on another player with questionable issues. If he flushes down the toilet again, then you're ridiculed right out the building.
Okay, turn this in. Well, this is a Giant show, but I have to chime in here. Before I do that, 929-477-4171, this is the Bleed Blue Show. This is the 2021 NFL Draft Show, and everybody from Manny, Carl at the C-Notes, Brian at Big Blue Hitter, Kristen, my girl, the great Steve Azul, and myself are on this line right now, and that's who you're listening to. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, The Bleed Blue Show, at Bleed Blue Show, www.bleedblueshow. Okay, DeAndre Baker was a reach and a problem that they hadn't done any kind of research, scouting, or any kind of evaluation on at all. That was a bad move for a number one draft pick altogether. End of story. Now, the thing I've heard about Michael Parsons is he has character issues. Okay, so let's see what that's about. We already know what he can do on the field, yeah. But I don't know. I see a guy with a three. You know, I do my research too, just like the Giants should have, just like everybody else on the top. Well, all of the players have been evaluated. Okay, and character issues in this particular case pertain with Michael Parsons pertain to jumping on the ass of coaches and freaking fellow players when they didn't play up to their potential. I just have a problem saying a player with a 3.5 average and who's the captain of everything at a major college, problem with them having a quote-unquote character issue, you know, but being quoted as having character issue if the guy is nothing but a winner and has the kind of presence that will make others better. I have a problem with that. I also know that he's on the record that this is the last guy, the only guy on record that Nick Saban was pissed of not getting at the goddamn factory that he presides over. He has no one should have, there should be no issues acquiring or recruiting players to the Alabama Crimson Tide program. But when Michael Parsons turned him down, he got heated. They sent people over there to try to change his mind. So obviously he must be worth something. And we had that right in front of us at number 11. Again, I may be feeling better about this in the morning, but right now, this is the wackest weed I ever smoked, okay? It's just not right. So, back to the draft.
Brian, Big Blue Hitter, you got any comments to what you just heard between Carl and Chris? Anything else you'd like to add? And then get Manny thoughts, and then let's get Kristen after that, and I'll chime in after that.
Yeah, a couple
yes,
things.
Yes, Steve, I need you to chime in, too.
Okay. Bringing up somebody like Matthias Kiwanuka, he was the last pick in the first round. If you remember, that was a trade with the Steelers who had won the Super Bowl. So that's a little different. But if you drafted at 11 and four quarterbacks go ahead of you, that means you got one of the top seven players other than quarterback in the draft. You should get a player that can walk on the field and start from the get-go. If you don't, you're wasting your time. So if those players that you wanted, and this goes to what Kyle was saying earlier, was that the players that you would take at 11 are gone, and then everybody from 11 to 22 get very similar grades, and you can fleece the Bears, which they did, then by all means go ahead and do it. You should be able to get somebody Alex Leatherwood will definitely be there. Well, not definitely. Who knows what happens, but likely will be there at 20. So you're going to pick up a very good guard tackle kind of player. Well, or you can get, you know, Greg Rousseau. I don't know if he's a great fit for the way the Giants play, but he's a really good player. So that there's going to be, especially if you're targeting Quiddipay, if you're targeting an edge rusher, well, all of the good edge rushers are in the second half of the first round. So trading down, I think, wasn't a bad move at all. In fact, I think it was a very good move. Yeah, kind of mad we didn't get, you know, the people that we wanted. But once they were gone, then the trade made a lot of sense. So, you know, I give them credit on that. Now, what they do with it, you know, like you brought up, you had DeAndre Baker, who, you know, obviously had issues. That didn't work out. But the actual trade itself was a good idea. So I'm
New England is
cautiously optimistic.
You know, I used to, you know, I mentioned, you know, Brian, I mentioned Kiwanuka there. You know, that's probably not the best example. But, you know, a better example probably would have been when they drafted Jason Pierre-Paul. If you remember, he was really raw coming out of South Florida and didn't really get on the field much the first, two-thirds of the season, that 2010 year. They slowly sort of brought him along, and then the next year when they won the Super Bowl, he had that incredible season that he had with 17, 18 sacks. That's sort of what I was thinking about in terms of
I wasn't hitting on you, JPP was incredibly raw. He had only played football for like a year and a half since he came over. I believe he came from Haiti with his family. So
yeah,
no, I get exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, like he was taken, I think, what, 12th, 13th? It was, I remember it was him and Brandon Graham, like the two players I remember the Giants were talking about, were rumored that in that particular year to get. And as it played out, you know, Graham played longer, but, you know, JPP has been, you know, he's been a good player basically, his, you know, his career.
Yeah, I think it was 14 maybe.
Yeah, so it was in 14. That, it was in that, yeah, like 12, 13, 14, somewhere in that range.
All right, okay. Let's get Manny Dawes back on. Manny Dawes, what's your thoughts, man, as you see these picks coming through?
Listen, man, this is my thoughts here, man, and I'm listening to the conversation that everybody's having. Isn't it interesting that this is the year that Dave Gettleman decides to move his ass? We had 60 picks go by last year, and he didn't move a finger. This is what this lets me know. Joe Judge has a lot more say-so in this year's draft than anybody else has had over the last however many years with Dave Gettleman. I really think Joe Judge and everybody was in love with Devontae Smith. He was gone. They got, you know, the best value for that pick. I see Mac Jones just went to the Patriots. Right now, we're going old Giants philosophy is what I'll see, and that's best player available at number 20. I think that's what we're going to see. But I'm really starting to see this is Joe Judge's team, and it's going to be what he wants at this point. So I wouldn't be surprised. Like I said, we get a hard-nosed defender, edge rusher type at number 20. I don't see us going O-line in the first round at number 20. I think we'll go defense no matter what. My crazy pick would be Zaven Collins, who's the second best linebacker behind Micah Parsons, but he's a Joe Judge kind of guy.
That would shut me up. That would be great.
That, you know, Zaven Collins is a Joe Judge kind of guy. He can play any linebacker position, and he's a good edge. So that would be my pick, but it's just interesting to see how now Gettleman is moving around and making moves when last year there was so much talent that he just let walk in front of him. And it's just, like I said, the hardest part about this is watching our division rivals get the type of talent that they got that would look really good in a Giant uniform. So let's hope for the best here. Farley's still there, cornerback out of Virginia Tech. He's still there. So I can see us going
sure
defense, like I said. Remember, that was my pick.
Russo's
he was 13
there.
Of Farley.
D, let's hear you, man.
No, I was going to get everybody else on, and I'll come and chime in. I said, let's go to Kristen after that. Kristen, you still with us? And then Liz back with us.
Go ahead,
Kristen.
Go ahead, babe.
Well, Quiddy is still there, so we'll see what happens with that. But I do want Collins for our edge. Absolutely. And I just want to say one more thing. Well, you know, what they did earlier, it was legal what they did. They could do that, whatever. Yeah, it just so happens that they waited till the last minute just to be a little – you know, a little poke. All right, so that's all the more reason to beat the shit out of them during the season. Just do it that way, okay?
Thank you.
Also, for everybody, Chris, if you're really stressed out, take a shot every time someone mentions fully vaccinated draft. And I guarantee you by the end of the night you'll be straight, okay? I guarantee you. The draft will all be a blur, honey. You won't have to worry about it tomorrow.
That don't sound like a bad idea. I might have to check that out right myself. Yeah, I might have to do that.
I want Collins as our edge. We need a friggin' edge. I really don't give a damn about anything else. Quiddy's going to be gone. I already know it. If he is, it'll be a damn miracle if we can get him at 20, whatever. But like I said, the ball falls in Gettleman's lap at the end of the day, right? I hope. Pray Judge has something to do with it this time. I really do. And I hope that he's really pushing to get what he really needs. Only he knows what he needs.
Okay. Well,
so we'll see.
We're
just hoping that he picks smart. That's all. Just draft
all right,
smart.
Last year, despite the fact that the world essentially closed down mid-match, we had already had the All-Star games.
Excuse me. Just one second.
I'm done.
Just one second. Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Cardinals did it to me again. They took Isaiah Simmons last year, and they just took Zaven Collins. They just did it to us again.
Every time the fucking Cardinals.
Damn.
Listen to this, ready?
Damn. Damn.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's get lit back and then I'll tell you.
I really don't have much
but,
to say anymore.
All this development, man, up and down, drafts and guys trading back and the conversation on this platform, man. What is your thoughts? Who do you want right now after this first round?
Well, you know, I want to give you the vibe from Big Blue of Arizona. We're all at Social Tap here. A lot of people were disappointed we didn't take Slater. We didn't take one of the wide receivers. I've been saying this. We are going to trade back if we don't pick an offensive lineman. You know, we've all have been talking throughout the year, mostly Carl with this. We have to stop replacing the talent that we have with better talent. We're not doing our job. So going forward, a lot of people still have that mentality that you have to take the best player available. You have to take that guy, this guy. We are a new team under a new vision and direction, which does not include David Gettleman. To me, he's a short timer. So going forward, I was perfectly comfortable with trading back. We did okay. I mean, we did okay. I thought we were going to trade with New England. I was saying that. We might get a third, fourth, or fifth somewhere in there. But I'm very, very excited for the haul that we got. I feel like we finally fleeced somebody. We fleeced somebody, and I'm good with that. As far as the pick now, guys, I really didn't think that any edge rushers were – first-round material, but if Quiddy Pay is there at 20, that to me is a value pick. Let's take the value pick and run with it.
I I've got to tell you, just like before we were sandwiched with division rivals, well, Washington football team drafts before us this time again, okay? And I just have a sick feeling that they're looking dead in Quiddy Pay's mouth, and we're going to get screwed again. I just feel very defeatist today. Yes, Mr. Confident is very defeatist today.
Chris, they already have four number one picks on their defensive line.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
have a good
one. Chris, at the end of the day, everyone in our division is getting better. Last year was a fluke because – by default, injury, rookie coaches. Last year for the NFC East was a fluke. Now you're going to see a revamping of the old NFC East. So everyone's getting better. I mean, we were the cellar dwellers. Everybody's getting better because they're our division rivals. But at the end of the day, everyone's getting better. It's just the way it is.
All right.
I was going to say, Chris, your thoughts as far as Washington in front of the Giants. Would it be some shit if they did a deal with Dallas to leapfrog the Giants to take somebody we want on the board left, just like we did ten picks ago?
Then I would know. then I would know. This is some bullshit, and I probably feel like, I don't know, something like this, I guess. You know, I'm just disillusioned. I'm sorry. I need you guys to help me snap out of this. This really hurt my feelings, man.
I promise you, we were not here to set you up. This show was not here tonight to to tell you, Chris, I had nothing to do with the NFL. I'm sure they're Big Blue.
No
Carl didn't have nothing to do with the NFL. Carl, Big Blue Chicago, all that. Big Blue Arizona, this is not a joke. And we Manny Dawes will never do this to you, even though y'all copy off each other's paper every year. I promise you, we ain't got nothing to do with this. I would never talk to Chris in my wildest dreams this is going to happen like this. Although it's cool, it's in the value, but never thought the situation was, you know. But
I know. Now, Chris, you can always come down here to Dallas, and where I'm going to see Parsons now on Sundays every week here. You know, so you can get that.
Did you say Dallas?
Come down here.
Well. Excuse me.
Use the toilet paper. Make sure you use that. Wash your hands, right? Wash your hands.
Yeah, but let me say this, though. I got to say, though, man. Let me ask everybody this about the other teams before we get to our team, because we kind of focus on the other teams. No surprise with number one, but, you know, I thought the Bengals, you know, bringing back Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, man, you know, that's some familiarity,
that's nice.
You know? And then,
nice
battle. You know, the Pitts pick, it makes sense to me because even though they need a lot of defense, you can't pass up on a Kyle Pitts. We, you know, this is somebody we've identified on
you're
post
just,
game show
right.
during the season.
You're absolutely right.
And you need all – today's NFL, you need, like, a lot of the offense that you can get. Let's see, other guys. Manny Dawes, I don't think we brought this up. What about your thoughts on Surtain? Because that's the guy you wanted to go to the Giants, but Denver ended up getting him. What's your thoughts on that, Manny Dawes? And if you have any questions for anybody, feel free. We'll get everybody else's thoughts before we make our pick.
I honestly thought I called it right beforehand in my house. Man, it's just fucking insane asylum in my house right now. But I was heartbroken, but I thought, okay, we still can get Parsons and we can still get Farley, who's my other corner that I wanted. So if you remember the show, I said I wanted Surtain and then Farley in that order or Parsons. And we had a chance to get either one of those at 11 and we traded out. So at this point, we have the Redskins in front of us and Miami. I think Miami will go and get a corner, and maybe the Redskins get one of the edge rushers. I still like Rousseau. I like Jalen Phillips from the U, and maybe we get a raw project like a Jason Owe, who ran a 4-3 at defensive end from Penn State. Maybe we do that. But, yeah, I was heartbroken. I want to Surtain bad, man. I think with him and Bradberry at the edges, it would have been amazing.
Hey, can I ask Manny a question?
Yes.
Okay, Manny. What I wanted to ask you is, with Bradberry and the signing of Adoree Jackson, if they were to draft Surtain Jr., who would be the odd man out? Surtain Jr. would be a day one starter. So, where would you get the addition by subtraction with the starting corners? How would you facilitate it?
I don't think you can trust Adoree Jackson to stay healthy. So I think he's the
odd man
out.
They paid him a lot of money.
I think you're going to see him play nickel. I think you're going to see him play more nickel back than you are going to see him on the outside. But now, without a corner, if we still go corner in the first round, then I think that corner goes immediate starter opposite of Bradberry. But Adoree Jackson is still quick enough and still a good enough player that he can play in the nickel and be effective. And let's not forget, we still got Julian Love. We still got Darnay Holmes. So we still got some guys. But I think ultimately, if we were to win Surtain, one of those guys, probably Julian Love is who probably is odd man out if we had gotten somebody like Surtain.
Yeah. Okay. I completely hear what you're saying, but if that is the guy that is the odd man out, I'm just saying it's not happening. It didn't happen. We keep on replacing the talent we're bringing in with better talent, and we are not appropriately keeping the team together to gel and go forward with the revolving door theory, which I just don't feel comfortable with. It didn't happen. It didn't happen, which I'm glad it didn't.
Thank you.
Because of, you know, okay.
hey, that's Washington is going to pick before us. And why do I have a sick feeling in my stomach that Washington is going to get somebody I wanted?
I do too. We are two picks
hey,
away
got,
at this point. We're two picks away from
something.
Whoever
I got,
the hell is
I
there.
I got to give David Gettleman credit, man. I mean, believe it or not, I'm impressed.
You?
With his no, listen. Listen, Jason
Guys,
King ball. Right now. Oh, no, listen. I'm impressed. Listen.
Lightning
he's
just
using
struck,
restraint.
Follows. Lightning just struck.
He's yes, using restraint because of what happened in free agency, and I commend him on that.
I think you're giving
okay.
the wrong guy credit. I think you're giving the wrong guy credit. I think
yeah,
this is Joe Judge's team.
I definitely know he's giving the wrong guy credit.
I think definitely. This is Joe Judge's team, Lynn. I think that's what we're saying. God damn it, Miami got Jalen Phillips. Son of a bitch.
Fuck. Oh, man.
Coaching, man. Come on, man. You know this team is coaching, man, that would take this team. And yo, they proved it the last few weeks, man. Coaching. Coaching, man. You change up your scheme. You're playing chess out here, man.
Listen, I'm not calling no more picks, man, because every guy that I say is getting snatched.
Amen. 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 What's the Powerball numbers? What's the Powerball numbers?
Yeah. Manny, what's the problem? Yeah, Manny, tell me that. Hey, Manny, let's
yeah,
stop talking to right quick.
Bitcoin, Dogecoin, tell us, bro, man. Don't hold out, man.
Bro, listen, man. This is sickening, man. This is hurting my heart.
Yeah.
I wanted him too, man. After a while, I calmed down.
Well, the way this is lining up right now, the two players that I think are on the board are Kay and the Darisaw, the offensive tackle. They're both on the board here.
That's right. They are.
Farley, the corner, and I bet Farley's going to be a fucking Redskin.
I thought Kay was going to be. So here comes the drop. Let's see.
LA, or Las Vegas, I should say. And Carl, this would not be a favorable situation for Azul, man, because, you know, like I said in my mock draft, if the wide receivers were gone, which they were, you know, I just said let's default to the 3-4 OLB, the edge guy, but if a division rival leapfrogged us and took our wide receiver, and then another division rival took the outside edge I wanted, I'm going to be in the same position as Chris. I'm like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? This is a terrible. Let's hope Washington does the right thing and not do what Manny Dawgs has been predicting over the last 30 minutes and select players that is coming off the board left and right, man. This will be wild, man. Wow. Brian,
what's your thoughts?
Carl, after that. Okay, Carl, go ahead.
Say
your thoughts, and then we'll get to Brian. Then.
What's the question, Chris?
Anything else, since the last pick, the last several picks with Miami, New England, anything else you want to thoughts of Giants could
do
after
Washington?
First of all, the Raiders took Alex Leatherwood. They've got a history of taking people a little higher than they should. I'm glad Jalen Phillips is gone. They won't be tempted to draft him. Not that he's not a terrific player, but the injury history is horrific on that. I got a feeling Washington goes offensive line and need help there. Where the Giants are going to do, it's either going to be line or edge rusher at this point. I can't really see anything else. I don't see taking a cornerback, you know, Farley. They just signed a Dory Jackson with three-year, $39 million contract. You don't sign a guy to that money to have him play the slot corner. You know, so he's going to be, you know, another outside cornerback. So I don't – now, I could be wrong. I'd be the first to admit that I've been wrong a lot. But it just doesn't make that sort of sense to me. So I got a feeling that we're probably going to, at this point, because that probably the best value will be with the edge rushers is you may see somebody like Greg Rousseau or Quiddy Pay.
Greg Rousseau.
I'll be happy with Rousseau. Farley's my heart. That's I'm picking with my heart there, but I can see Rousseau. And I got to tell you guys, I'm not a real huge fan of Quiddy Pay. I'm not. He reminds me a lot of Paco Charleston.
You know, he didn't have any production. The stats should be a lot better than they are, you know. And that's my problem with Quiddy Pay, not the athleticism. Oh, my God, he's a tremendous athlete.
I will also say as far as edges available, I didn't see Ojulari go off the board. I didn't think we would be in the situation that he may be in our graphs as well, along with Rousseau, you know, because I thought he would have been later in the first, early second, something like that. So we shall see. We shall see. Chris, you got any other thoughts before we get to Kristen and everybody else?
For myself, for me? I have one,
yes, sir.
One thought. We can't I don't know. I don't really have a thought, Steve. I think my thought is that we can't screw up this number 20 pick right here, particularly since Washington is about to come to the podium. I don't know what – we have to go defense. I'm not really – I'm like Brian. I'm not feeling Quiddy Pay like everyone else is. I'm not really feeling actually anybody else in this draft at this point, Matt. I'm sorry. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer about things, man. I'm just not into it.
You said you ain't feeling it. Do you mean the first round, or do you mean the entire draft board?
I'm
period?
Talking about the first round. The first round.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
No. You know,
here we go. They're announcing Washington's pick.
All right, here we go. Okay, and the pick is in, bro.
Would anybody be against trading back again?
I would.
It depends on what – I mean, how high – if you trade back, how high are we going to go as far as trading back? I mean, I don't want to go too far, you know, doubling down on that. I didn't even think they were capable of doing it. So
hey, man, the Redskins just shit the bed. That was a reach.
Yeah. Well, they need help on the inside the way they run their defense. But, yeah, no question.
Why Jamin Davis?
Okay, I didn't see that.
More power to him. Happy for his family, man. Happy for his family. Okay.
Yeah, no question. But God bless the young man. But,
the Kuiper mock draft had him at 26. So.
Okay.
19 to 26. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of these guys in this range. There's a range of outcomes, and some of these guys are falling right into that cluster where there really isn't a big gap between these guys right now.
Okay, I have a question for everyone on the panel. What's the pick going to be for this next team that's on the clock right now?
Hey, man, it's like a Rubik's Cube dealing with this general manager.
It's either going to be Quiddy Pay, which I hate, or Rousseau, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah, great fits, but they're great players.
Chris, you know, answering this question is like a Rubik's Cube with the Giants, man, with the general manager. In theory, like
lying.
I said 2 weeks ago, this is – to my situation B on that episode, it should be an edge player. You have a couple guys available, man. I mean, I was looking through who got picked before. I didn't see Ojulari get picked yet. I didn't think it was going to be on our radar. I said Pay on that draft that night. Like to the guy saying Rousseau is still available. He's a monster a couple of years ago. So maybe they go that route.
Yeah.
We'll see. It should be edge, but I never know. You never know with this team, man. I just figured it out.
Chris is going to break stuff in his house if they draft Najee Harris.
No, we can't do that. We can't do that. It's got to be Gregory Rousseau at this point.
Don't do this to me, Carl. No. It's got to be Gregory Russo at this point.
Tony Vardy.
Oh, really? I don't think I'll make it through the night, bro. I have some cognac in there that I haven't touched in 6 months. Okay. It will definitely get hooked. I will definitely hook that sucker up if we go ahead and pick somebody that I've never heard of. I don't know, Troy University or something like that at this point. I'll lose. I can't do it.
Yeah, but that was OC.
You just offended all the OC Human Euro fans, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I would be a basket case. I'm sorry. I
don't know if you guys are seeing that footage, but Ghetto Bum just now popped his little head into the room. Joe Judge is running that room, man. I don't know if you guys saw that, but Joe Judge is running that room.
Yep.
A fully vaccinated New York Giants draft.
I see a lot of blue right now.
A fully vaccinated in the draft room.
Steve, I wouldn't be surprised with Joseph or Cy either out of taxes. So,
yeah.
He's a three-way. Well, he's a three-way, which they like multiple talents on the defense. Guys that can do more than one thing, so he would be a good pick for him.
We need a guy. Mm-hmm. See, I wanted a game changer. Maybe I'm a little bit what's the word? Selfish, maybe. Oh, Ghetto Bum is in the day. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right about that, Steve. Manny, I see it.
He must have just went to Ghetto Bum. He just came from the bathroom.
What is Mr. Barrett doing in the room? He needs to leave.
Man, the anticipation, man. Brian, Chris, Kristen, Manny, Carl, Steve, Lit. Lit, before we make the pick, man, any thoughts, man? You got your fingers crossed? You burning candles? What you doing, bro?
Pick is in.
Man, that's great.
Sage. Got the sage.
Pick is in.
There's no excitement. I mean, it's just going to be a value pick. Best player available. We've not been in this situation in quite some time to be picking at number 20, where the previous three drafts we've been picking pretty high. So it's slim pickings, and I think it's going to be Kwee Fay.
Caleb Farley, maybe.
Who's it going to be? Okay. I'll take Farley.
Looks like it.
I'll take Caleb.
That's good,
because
you got a ball wrong, Chris.
Mm.
Oh, man. Say again, Brian.
Glad that's your pick, because you've been getting them all wrong. I don't want Farley, so I ain't beating on you, man. But
all right, come on. Why don't you kill me? It clearly says pick is in.
Wow.
All right, you wait all year for this, man, and you get slapped in the damn face with a wet rag when the time comes. I hate it.
You guys there.
Hey, I didn't know he had two back surgeries, man. Farley just had back surgery again. That's a bad sign. I'm changing my mind about that one.
I don't want
it. Yeah.
I don't want
it. Chris, back in the day, In 2000, I wanted Shane Alexander, and he was there, and he said the Giants took Ron Dane. So I know where you're coming from.
I know. Don't remind me of that nightmare.
I know.
That was Ron Lame. Oh, my God.
That was sickening. That was sickening. I remember.
I was ecstatic. He's there. And then he wasn't there.
Hold up. We got some blue happening.
Batman.
Come on with the pick, man. Let's take this damn long here.
Come on now.
Yeah, the anticipation is crazy. Here we go.
Yes, it is. Here we go.
Big Blue Roundtable 2021 NFL Draft. Giants are making their pick. And then about 10 more.
There he is,
Tony,
wide receiver, Florida.
Oh,
okay. All right. That was one a player that I'm looking at here that was rumored.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Who in the fuck is that?
easy, Manny. Easy, Manny.
Sharp object.
Why? Why?
I don't understand that. We're going to have to discuss this. Why? I like Tony, but I don't understand the strategy to get Tony. Because let me tell you, I think he's an athletic wide receiver, but I think when you're doing this trading back and then you see all the better wide receivers in the draft go before you, I would not have gone this route. Even though I do like Tony, I thought the edge was there. The 3-4 outside edge is there, man. I'm not exactly sure this was.
Tony is a second round pick, man.
Right.
I basically interrupt this podcast to announce that we fucked up. Okay. All right, hold on. Let's get Manny's thoughts, and then let's go to Brian and everybody else's thoughts, and then we can go from there.
Go ahead, Manny, and then we go to Brian.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Go ahead, please.
Manny, you there?
We picked the John Ross clone.
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm disgusted right now. I don't understand the logic there.
You need
an edge rusher. You have every edge rusher possible. Every possible edge rusher is available right there. There's no edge rushers off the board at that point. I mean, I don't like Quiddy Pay, but he's there. Russo's, and you go with like a second round, maybe early third round receiver. He's the knockoff Devontae Smith. Is that why you went and got him? I think that was a reach. That was a reach, and I don't see it, man. I don't see it. I don't know what was it about that popped off the screen. He reminds me a little bit of Percy Harvin, you know. So he'll show you some flash, but I just didn't. That's a terrible pick to me.
That is a very bad. Okay, sorry. Who's next?
Let's go to Brian. Let's go to Carl after that. Then get to Kristen, Lit, yourself, Chris, and then me. Go ahead, Brian. What's your thoughts on the pick?
Well, I think it kind of puts the bet on the argument that Giants weren't targeting a wide receiver in this draft because after the big 3 are gone, I'm looking around. Everybody's got him as either the next up or the second next up. Pretty much a Jalen Waddle clone. Very similar kind of player. Really fast, not a big guy, 5'11", 194. I'm looking at him right now. But, you know, real, real good change of pace. A little bit of question on a couple things that have happened to him injury-wise. Got stopped in a car with an AR-15. Problem is, it was 100% legal to have it, so he didn't get arrested for it. But I think they liked him. They did their homework on him, you know. He was probably plan B if the other 3 were gone, and that's kind of what got targeted in the draft pick when they made that trade. Now, that's my feeling on it. Now, we'll see whether he works out or not. But, yeah, they wanted to get another playmaker on the field. He certainly has playmaking ability.
All right. Let's go to Carl, man. What's your thoughts? And then we get Kristen and Lit after that.
I'm sure this pick was something that not a lot of people even had in mind. So from that standpoint, there's going to be a lot of discussion about it. That's why I was warning Chris in advance to stay away from the sharp objects. But I think now, you know, if you're going to tell me that you're going to have this receiver, you're going to have Galladay, and, you know, this is the way the offense is going to do, then at the same point can't say you're going to be this run-first team. You're going to be passing the ball, and that's fine. Just utilize the weapons that you have and then proceed from there. They did a good job getting this trade, obviously, to get the extra draft pick, first round pick next season. So all in all, I think it was a pretty good night. Did they address the quote-unquote needs that they had? That's debatable. But, you know, one could say the Giants simply had a lot of needs. And for some reason, 4 years into this process, I'm not so sure we should be saying that. But unfortunately, it is what it is.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Carl.
Let's go to Kristen, then Lit. Yeah, Kristen, what's your thoughts? And then Lit, then Chris, then myself.
I know it's still early in the draft, but I'm kind of
just depleted right now. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm just having flashbacks. That's all. I'm at a loss for words. I just ripped up my list. I'm done. I there's no reason behind any of it. There's no logical reason for any of it. I just don't understand it. We have these good people in front of us and we don't get them. And numerous people. Other people are piggybacking and jumping over each other to make moves. What are we doing? Like, I just don't get it. Are we trying to build or are we only trying to add a couple more wins to our season? I don't get it. I don't know. We'll see. I'm kind of done right now.
All right, cool. Chris, man, anything else you'd like to add? And I'll chime in, and then if you guys want, we can get some final thoughts, extended final thoughts. Is Chris there?
Oh, that's me? I'm sorry, you just stopped me from... I was getting ready to jump out the window.
I was going to say, take the gun out of here.
I'm sorry. Listen, Tony, is a really, really good playmaker, okay? He's the kind of guy that you're going to have to feed the ball to a hell of a lot and cross patterns and all this kind of good stuff, man. All right? And you're right, man. He's Percy Harvin looking. But... Or whoever said that. Might have been Carl. I don't know anymore. I'm just totally disillusioned. I think this was a very disappointing night. We are the New York Giants. We're supposed to have impact players. I'm not sure if this is one. I'm not sure. I'm not even quite sure if Daniel Jones can get the ball to this guy. You know, we've got other receivers, too. I don't think that was a gigantic glaring need that we needed to address tonight and trade back for. Okay? I don't. And we could have got Terrence Marshall. This wasn't even the best receiver available. No offense to Tony, but he wasn't. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what kind of green room we have. I don't know what kind of evaluation system we're working with. But this was a very, once again, in the spirit of, to me, Eric Flowers and Eli Apple is another disappointing night. Sorry. I just had to say it that way. Please excuse me. I want to thank Carl at C-Notes. Brian at Big Blue Hitter, sorry. Kristen at KG Grimaldi, my man Matty Dogs Lit. Check us out on everything, iTunes, Podcast Republic, Google Apps.
Chris pulling the plug on the show, man. We didn't even get their final thoughts yet.
No, I'm trying to set you up. I'm trying to set you up is what I'm doing. And all of this kind of stuff.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going to call it a night. I can't do this. I am very disappointed in New York Football Giants at this point. That's the best thing I can tell you right at this moment. I am echoing.
Keep you on the phone right now, Chris. Keep talking to us, okay? Don't hang up.
Well, you know what? I just might because guess what I got? Because I'm just about tired of all of this. I'm really tired. I've really had enough. All jokes aside, I'm very, very disappointed in tonight's festivities, man. I really am. It wasn't supposed to be this way. And we were just outside. We were on a cusp of the top 10, and we did this. We did this. If you're going to trade back, get better value. You know, improve this team. Light up the locker room. Go for some defense. Okay? We didn't do nothing. We just sat there. And
now... I have a question for you, though, before we
go. Enough of me. Steve, this is for you, bro. Take it home.
No. I have a question for you, for your analysis. So are you saying this is disappointing in spite of getting the extra draft capital from Chicago? Does that play into a factor?
I'm so sorry, Steve. Forgive me. The draft capital for next year works. That's nice. But when did they decide this? And why did they make this pick in lieu of what they can do next year? How much long-term rebuilding are we going to do here? Okay? We were like a couple of games away from winning the division and hosting the damn playoff game last year. And this doesn't seem like they're being very aggressive on trying to make some moves in order to to launch this team into the next stratosphere. Doesn't feel that way, you know? I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is a bad dream. I have to sleep on it. I have to sleep on it. I don't know what's going on here. I'm not feeling very – and Kadarius Toney is a very great, very nice player. He really is. But is he impact? Is he the kind of game changer that the New York football Giants need? Is he the guy that really, really brings us to the next level in terms of the division fare and what have you? I'm not sure. I don't think so. And besides, he's not even going to be a number one receiver. And to Carl's earlier point, he's probably going to he might be fourth on the depth chart, you know? So what are we doing? So I don't know. Sorry. I just can't believe
you
did this.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, man. I get the sentiment. I totally understand exactly how you laid it out. I'm with Manny Dogs as far because Toney was on my draft board, but not in the first round. And also, you got I looked at, you know, when you watch Florida games and stuff. He has some good yards after the catch in the SEC East. But, you know, a lot of things were opened up because Trask and Pitts had that connection, that rapport that kind of opened it up for a Toney. So I'm not exactly 100% sold in the first round. Now, if had this been later in the draft and we needed a wide receiver, I would be cool had we addressed a bigger need. So it's kind of disappointing that it kind of played out. Although you know that in the back of your hand, you know you got the extra draft capital from Chicago. It's almost like a consolation prize in the sense for next year. But when you're talking about this year alone, when you see your division rivals collude with each other and leapfrog you just to get a wide receiver you didn't think was in the first round, there's a lot to be said. You know, tomorrow night and Saturday, if you're talking about edge rushers, you know, I said Joe Tryon is a guy I really like, and we'll see if he may be available. Or if you're talking about a guy like the Pittsburgh linebacker, if he's available, the guy Brian likes and I like and you like. We made it that same pick. You know, he's still available when he gets that those parts of the draft. But what's up, man? Let's get final thoughts, man. Big Blue Huddle, Brian, what are you guys what's going to be on the topic on the Big Blue Huddle? What's the theme going to be going into tomorrow morning before tomorrow night in the next round? And we'll get your final thoughts as that. And then, of course, Carl and everybody else.
Well, I've actually been looking in and on the Big Blue Huddle, and – it seems, you know, very solidly they like the trade. Think that they fleeced the Bears, and I agree with that. And pretty much positive as far as Toney goes. And the thing with Toney is that it really solidifies in my mind that the Giants wanted to get a wide receiver. And when the big three were gone, I mean, on an awful lot of people's depth charts as far as wide receiver talent going into the draft, he was number four. He really is a playmaker kind of guy, and he's especially a guy who can grab the ball and run in space, you know, quite a bit like Waddle. So I like that. I like the pick. I like the trade down. And I said it earlier is that Chicago is going to really stink. So I really believe that. And so that's going to be a high draft pick next year. So I think that they really picked the pockets of the Bears who, you know, they needed a quarterback. Yeah, so I think, you know, Chris, if you got a, you know, any Jamesons or Hennessy's or whatever, pour yourself about four fingers, man, and relax. Cause what's going to happen you're going to rate the draft really is what they do tomorrow. You know, that's really going to kind of come to, make you be able to see how well they do in the draft, because to me, those are going to be the more important players because now you're going to see who they're going to take on an edge and who they're going to take as a guard. So, yeah, guardedly optimistic as to what they've done tonight, and hope for the best tomorrow. Still there?
Chris was really reaching for the shotgun, man. He was quiet as hell.
Well, that's right.
He is in his feelings.
Reach for the whiskey bottle.
In his feelings.
Yeah, please.
Go to whatever you drink.
Yeah. I'm in my feelings right
guy,
now.
All I know is the guy. All I know is the guy that could have made a really great difference for this franchise is on the Cowboys right now. That's all I know. Right there, that means I'm going to jump out the window when I go upstairs. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
All right, man. Let's go to Carl, man. Brian from the Big Blue Huddle, GiantsFans.net. Check out the website. Log in, get you an account, and please look at the great intellect with Big Blue Nation on GiantsFans.net, Big Blue Huddle fan page on Facebook, and also on Twitter. Carl, your final thoughts, bro.
Yeah, you know, as we say goodbye, I'll kind of end it kind of where I started at the beginning of the night when I mentioned about the last 10 years of receivers that have been drafted in the first round and the astounding bust rate for these type of guys, for these guys. You know, is Tony going to be the next Tavon Austin? You know, is he going to be the next, I don't know, John Ross, Philip Dorsett? You know, there's a nice long list of names in the first round where receivers have been taken that just bust out completely. And so that is something that has been on my mind for weeks. They make this move. Hopefully Tony is not part of this illustrious group of bad that has existed. But, you know, listen, if they're going to change the way they play offense now with Galladay, with him, Saquon coming back and whatnot, if that's going to be the way the offense is going to be played now, if they're going to go 450 points, try to win that way, just to see if the quarterback can play, all right, have at it. Let's play it out and see what happens. You know, the over-under in Vegas came out last week, and the number was 7 wins, which would equate to 7-10. And I'm wondering whether or not that number is a real number or not, because, boy, there's something that doesn't smell right based on what I saw tonight.
That was a Jason Garrett pick. And you're right. It doesn't smell right, Carl. You're absolutely right. Okay. Maybe I'll get over this soon. But right now, I don't have anything else to say.
Well, can I say something real quick? Could we go back to Brian?
Of course you
I
can.
Know, Brian, sorry for your final thoughts. And Carl, same thing. Now that we went wide receiver and draft board, what do you want to see on day two? You know, we won't be on to discuss it, but what would you like to see in day two on Friday? Brian and then Carl, we can go back to Carl and then get Kristen, then we'll wrap up.
Who's going?
Me? I'll go ahead, Brian.
Brian.
Okay,
go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I'll go first. All right. This is almost, you know, dead on what I said, except that, you know, rather than Devontae Smith, we got Tony, but we got the wide receiver. So I'm going to stay with what I've been saying all along. You might take an edge rusher in the second round, but they really got to address the guard position. Wyatt Davis, Ohio State, would be my guy. Kid Smith from Tennessee, also in the mix. And then in the third round, you take the best edge available. If a player drops them, of course, you know, one of those positions, then you take them. But that's what I expect to see tomorrow is that they simply have to address the guard position, and they've got to get some help from the edge rush. And there should be, you know, moderate talent in the third round for that sort of thing. So that's what I'm looking for tomorrow.
Okay. Carl?
Give me depth at interior defense. If you want to go with the edge, that's fine. Offensive line, we've talked about that. I would not be against drafting one of these high-end running backs in the second round. If you told me that either Harris or Etienne or the kid from North Carolina was at 42, I would not be against that.
Okay.
All right. Cool, man. Shout-outs to the guys. Shout-outs to Carl, man. Let's go to Kristen. Kristen still with us, Chris?
Kristen,
yep.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Still need an edge. I still think we need an edge, bad. You know, we've got to get all these pieces of the puzzles put together, and I've been screaming edge for the longest, so I'm hoping the next pick will be, next round will be an edge rusher. I'm really hoping that we do. But I do like the trade down. It does make sense for the future draft. That's fine. I mean, it is what it is, but we just got to pick smarter. That's all. But bleed blue, and thanks, everybody.
Gotcha. Bleed blue. Bleed blue.
I have nothing to say, Steve, but if you want to make me happy, if you want to make me happy, get Dylan Moses. He's edge out of Alabama. Did really good last year. He's a sideline to sideline kind of guy. Very good for the edge. Very very speedy. He's got he's like you know who to me, you remember to hear Tamir Whitehead. He's like him. He's mm-hmm. like that guy, you know. He's really, really explosive. And we can get somebody like that. We need an explosive, athletic, speedy edge guy that has the ability to pick up receivers in the zone and keep close coverage with them in the middle of the field. That kind of skill set. He does. Obviously, if he's going to be a second rounder, he's probably not the greatest cat. But we got to get somebody that comes with that kind of profile. That's what I'm hoping for. That's about it. You up, Steve?
Yeah, man. As we wrap up, man, you know, I had no idea division rivals were going to do that to us, and I'm glad that they made up for it with the Bears. So cool. That's kind of cool as far as, I mean, just think about the effect of the fans seeing the Eagles and the Cowboys do a deal to leapfrog the Giants, but without knowing Chicago was coming into the mix with us. Can you imagine how the fans were reacted at that time? But the logic has actually been on par with what I thought could happen. Not the outside of the trades, of course. I'm talking about everything outside of the trades. You know, I had, you know, the wide receivers were there. I still echo this, and now I'll go back through my old notes from a couple weeks ago and the draft board I was putting together. I had Kadarius Toney right after the Devontae Smith, but the thing was I wanted edge over that, so they decided to go the wide receiver route. I had, you know, Dyami Brown, I had Trevor Grimes. These were wide receivers, but I didn't think because we were picking at 11. I think my logic wasn't thinking Toney at 11. It was thinking more about okay, best available wide receivers. Never in my wildest dream I thought we were going to go back because we haven't seen a history of the team doing that. So as we get to round two, man, I mean, it's still kind of on par with the logic. So I said in this situation, if had we gone this route with the wide receiver, you know, you come back and go for the edge. If Joe Tryon is there in day two, I would definitely love it. You know, you heard me echo this 2 weeks ago. I would love Joe Tryon. Or, you know, I still would like to go with the Creed Humphrey pick up the middle. You know, I know we talk about the center position, how we kind of plugged it. You know, we could go get strong. We could get stronger where we're not as strong. Creed Humphrey will be my guy at center still. And then, you know, Brian from the Big Blue Huddle and Chris, you know, we could still attack, you know, with a very capable linebacker in Patrick Jones or Monty Rice, either or.
Yeah.
So this is still kind of going across. The logic is still intact on how I saw it. I didn't think it was the player that they were going to select. I'm not too mad about it, but I'm kind of with Manny as far as value because, you know, I was always attacking the wide receivers later in this draft. And to Carl's point, when he said his draft pick as far as the running back a couple of weeks ago, you know, with the Arkansas running back, that was the way I was going to go with it as far as the guy from the – what's this guy? The dude from the Netflix show, Raheem Boyd. You guys know that's where he was from, right? From the JUCO College in Independence, Kansas. You ever watch that series, Chris, or anybody on Netflix?
No, but I know of it though. I never really watched it. But I got you.
He's a good number two running back right away. Catches out of the backfield. He did good things at JUCO and then also in the SEC. That's where me and Carl were kind of on the same page later on in the draft for the running back. So we'll see what happens over the weekend with that, man. But, yeah, you know, we can continue this dialogue on the rest of social media. Blitz Bleed Blue, that would be Manny, Big Blue Hitter, Brian, of course, at the C-Notes, KG Grimaldi, that's Kristen, and Christopher Miles on Twitter, and on the Bleed Blue Show handle. We'll continue the dialogue with the Big Blue Huddle. Everybody, Giant fans, Chris, it's an interesting night. Never ever thought I would see this coming, man. So it was. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I kind of understand it. But there's more draft to be said. So I gotta see. It's a wait and see for me.
Yeah, we've got 5 more picks. Let's.
Interesting that Quiddy Pay went right after the Giants.
Right.
I know.
I saw that.
I can't figure it out.
4-3 defense.
I can't figure it out. This was a shocking night. Sorry. I'm shocked. I don't know how to feel. But I do know one thing. I will be drinking again, Steve, after tonight. So that definitely
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
You going to finish all your cognac tonight?
You know what? I might finish it later on this weekend. They'll make me happy if they address the edge. I you know what, Carl? I do agree with you. I do. I think it wouldn't hurt to go ahead and get a late round running back, and a late round quarterback wouldn't hurt either. Jamie Newman out of Wake Forest. I didn't say that. You didn't hear it. That wouldn't hurt. Just want to say it. I mean, why not?
All right.
Threw friggin' salt at the wall for everything else this week. I mean, tonight. I can't believe this. Anyway, good night, everyone.
All right. Blue. Congrats, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Blue.
Can you dig it?
All right, now.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.